Have you ever been in a conversation where somebody asks you, "So, what is it that you do again?" And you find yourself basically stumbling through an explanation that somehow never quite captures what you actually do? You know that obviously you're good at what you do. Your clients are getting pretty amazing results. You've been doing this maybe for years, sometimes decades, and you have this deep expertise. But when it comes to you articulating that value in a very clear and compelling way, you basically are froze, like you freeze. So I want to talk today about something that I basically see, I would say essentially every single week in my brand message assessments, where established experts who are phenomenal in the work that they do are really struggling to communicate what makes them truly uniquely valuable. And the truth is that if you can't clearly articulate what you do, I can tell you that your potential clients won't be able to do it either, which means that they won't be able to refer you people either, right? And then that means that justifying your premium fees is going to be just a lot harder. So let me start with what I hear all the time on my brand message assessments. I hear people say, "Fabi, I've been doing this coaching for 7 years. I know that I'm good at what I do. My clients are getting these incredible transformations." But when I try to explain it, like it just feels like it's not coming across as powerfully as it actually is. I can feel that what makes my approach different is something kind of difficult to explain. And I know that it's different. And when I'm working with my clients, it's coming through, but I just don't know how to put it into words. Or I've tried writing my bio 100 times. I change it like once a month and it just sounds so generic or confusing, and it's just not capturing the real me. So what I find is that if this is you, you're experiencing basically an articulation gap. It's that space between where your expertise is and your ability to communicate it. And what makes it kind of frustrating is that the better that you get at what you do, the harder it is at times to actually articulate it. Because when you're really immersed in your expertise, things that feel very obvious to you are actually pretty advanced insights that need to be translated for other people to actually understand them. So what I find is that the coaches and experts who struggle most with articulation are often the ones with the most advanced expertise. And there are some specific reasons why I feel like that happens. Like, first of all, you've been doing this for so long that you kind of forgot what it is like to not understand these concepts. So what feels basic to you is actually maybe pretty advanced for your ideal client. So you say things like, "I'm going to help people shift their identity," and you think that's clear when really it's kind of complex and it needs a little bit more unpacking at times. Also, maybe your work has evolved and deepened over the years. You now address root causes, not just surface symptoms. You see patterns and connections that other people are missing. But when you try to explain all of that, it just feels kind of overwhelming and, in a way, pretty unclear. The other thing that I see very often is that most established experts have integrated multiple modalities and frameworks and just kind of different approaches or methods. And so your work is basically a unique synthesis of all of those things, but you don't know which parts matter the most to communicate. So you're either oversimplifying or basically overexplaining. And ultimately, you're not the same coach that you were maybe 5 years ago. Your expertise has evolved, your insights have deepened, your approach has become more sophisticated, but you're still using language from your earlier days because you haven't really updated your way of communicating it to match that evolution. So this is probably one of the most common ones I see all the time. So an expert will tell me, well, they help people with confidence when what they actually do is way more specific and much more advanced and sophisticated than just that. So let me be really clear about what this articulation gap kind of costs you in your business, because I feel like what happens is that your website visitors are leaving kind of confused about what you actually offer, or your content doesn't attract your ideal clients because they don't recognize themselves in the vague descriptions that you're giving them, or your sales calls take forever because you're explaining from scratch every single time, or you're not getting referrals because nobody can clearly articulate what you do, or your pricing feels like it's hard to justify because the value isn't clear. Your marketing is exhausting because you're always trying to make people understand what you do. So I feel like ultimately what happens when all of these things happen is that you're obviously inevitably going to start questioning your expertise, because if you're really that good, wouldn't you be able to explain it? But the truth is that being good at your work and being good at articulating your work are two completely different skill sets. And most coaches have never been really taught how to actually bridge that gap. So let me share what happens in almost every single brand message assessment that I do with my clients. When I ask them, like, tell me what you do and who you help. And I get like these very vague responses like, well, I help entrepreneurs scale their businesses and overcome mindset blocks that hold them back. Or I work with women who want to step into their power and create the life that they deserve. Or I help executives become better leaders and communicate more effectively with their teams. And to be honest with you, these descriptions aren't wrong, but they're not right either. They're missing some critical elements that would make them more clear and more compelling and basically more differentiated. So the first thing it's missing is getting very clear on the specific problem that you actually solve. Not the category level problem such as mindset blocks, but the very specific manifestation of that problem for your unique audience. The second element is basically your distinctive insight. Not what the problem is, but why it exists in a way that only you see and understand. And then finally, your unique approach. Not just what the transformation that you create is, but how your specific method is going to basically create that transformation differently from everybody else out there. So what happens is that when we add these three elements to how you communicate about what you do, everything changes. So I want to give you a very specific example from a client that I work with somewhat recently. So Kevin's originally, how he articulated what he does was saying, I help busy professionals manage stress and avoid burnout. But when we dug deeper, we discovered that he actually specifically works with high achieving men who are succeeding professionally, but struggling personally. So his unique insight is that traditional stress management advice often makes things worse for ambitious men because it asks them to do less when their identity is built on achievement. So basically, his approach focuses on what he calls sustainable excellence, which is basically helping men redesign their relationship with achievement itself. So now Kevin's new way of articulating what he does is, I help high achieving men overcome what I call achievement addiction, the pattern where the drive that created their success becomes the source of their burnout. Instead of traditional stress management that asks you to do less, I teach you to redesign your relationship with achievement so that you can sustain excellence without feeling like you're sacrificing yourself. You kind of know this difference. That second version immediately tells you who he's talking to, like, which are these high achieving men, what specific problem he solves, which is that achievement addiction, right? A main concept, essentially, why common solutions don't work, since they're asking you basically to do less when that doesn't connect with that audience, and basically how his approach is different by redesigning their relationship with achievement altogether. And ultimately, what that does is it makes it feel much more valuable. So it's much more compelling. It positions him as the obvious expert for that very specific issue. This is basically what the angle of mastery is all about. That is it. Your angle of mastery isn't just about differentiation. It's about articulation. It's the framework that helps you clearly communicate that deeper problem that you solve beyond the symptoms. Your unique insight on why that problem exists in the first place, how your approach solves it, and basically what the transformation is at the end of that. Like, what is that specific outcome that you're delivering for your clients? So what I find is that when you have a very clear angle of mastery, you're not just stumbling through explanations anymore. You have language that captures the sophistication of your work in a way that makes people just immediately understand. So let me make it clear. I get that this work is genuinely difficult, right? Like, I get that you're trying to take years of expertise, dozens of client transformations, and your unique combination of training and experience and all of these different things, and basically distill all of that into a clear, compelling language. It's not easy. And if you're struggling with it, it doesn't mean that you're not good at what you do. It just means that you need to learn how to translate this more effectively. The coaches who have the easiest time articulating their value are often the newest ones because they haven't developed depth yet. They're still operating at the surface level where everything is still kind of pretty simple to explain. You, on the other hand, have gone deeper. You've integrated more. You've developed nuance and sophistication. So you need to learn how to communicate that depth with much more clarity. So I find that what happens when you finally get that right is that your content immediately becomes way more effective because people basically are recognizing themselves in your specific descriptions and the things that you're saying. Your sales conversations become easier because prospects already get what you do. You don't have to explain it to them. And therefore, your pricing feels easier. There's no objections, or objections are kind of different. Your referrals start going up. People can easily explain what it is that you do and what makes you kind of uniquely valuable. And because of all of that, obviously your confidence also increases because you have message or a language that matches your expertise. So you feel like you're not having to hide your brilliance behind these confusing explanations, and you start being recognized for the sophisticated expert that you already are. So if you're somebody who knows you're really good at what you do, but you're struggling with articulating clearly, here's what I want you to understand. This is a pretty common challenge that a lot of experts who have developed actual real depth in their work are experiencing, but there is definitely a way to overcome it. And this is basically exactly what we do in our brand message assessments. What I do is I take a look at how you're currently describing your work, and I help you identify the specific problem that you actually solve, not the generic category, that unique insight that makes your approach different, that distinctive method that creates your results, the clear language that basically communicates all of these things in a way that is super compelling. Because when your articulation finally matches your expertise, everything in your business becomes easier. So if you're ready to do this, make sure you go to brandmessagesession.com or look in the comments below here this episode to find the direct link so that you and I can hop on our 15-minute assessment together, and I can tell you exactly how to articulate this in a way that is really powerful and compelling for you and for your business. Make sure you follow me on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcast, and you follow me at Fabi Paolini anywhere as well. And I can't wait to see you really, really soon. Bye.